Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Snow is usually just a fact of life in Minnesota. But even diehards in the Twin Cities are marveling at the storm that's been dubbed Snow My God. The storm reached all the way from Alabama into Canada. But no place has been hit harder than Minnesota, where it dumped almost a foot and a half of snow and collapsed the roof of the Metrodome. The NFL's Minnesota Vikings had planned to play the New York Giants there today. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson is at the Metrodome, and he's on the line with me now. Hi there, Tim.
Howdy.
So you're inside the dome. Tell me what you see.
I'm standing right at the 50-yard line in the Metrodome in what should be a stadium filling with fans and players. Instead, the snow has covered about half the field, and the roof has fallen 100 feet maybe. It's many stories high, and it's now sagging all the way into the bowl. There's a sail of roof about 30 feet long flapping in the wind in front of me.
I mean, Minneapolis is a city that's built for snow, so help us understand. Has anything like this ever happened to the Metrodome before?
It has happened before in the early 80s, shortly after it was built. The people that own and operate the stadium here thought they had it licked. They have a system for keeping snow off the roof. They were actually up there last night with steam and hot water trying to get the snow off. But at 6 o'clock last night, they realized it was just too dangerous to be on the dome anymore, and they gave up. About 5 o'clock this morning, the roof came down.
Now, here in Washington, we're never quite prepared for any amount of snow. And last year, we were pretty much paralyzed. But you guys deal with it all the time. So, I mean, is this really paralyzing the city?
This is the significant snow. We had about 16 inches at the airport. That makes it about the eighth biggest snow that's been reported at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. It shut down the entire bus system, and the Minnesota Department of Transportation was saying no one should travel in the Twin Cities last night. So it was a very dangerous and disrupting storm.
And, of course, I have to ask, what about football?
Well, they were supposed to play this afternoon. They had postponed the game until tomorrow because of concerns about the roof. They had worried about this even on Saturday. And then this morning, everybody showed up for work and discovered that they didn't have a stadium to play in. Now it looks like they're going to play at Ford Field in Detroit tomorrow night.
All right, so Tim, what does this mean for the Metrodome? How soon can it be fixed?
Well, this was built back in the late 70s, early 80s, so the folks that built it are coming back now. They're coming from Canada and across the U.S. to take a look at this. The Metropolitan Sports Facilities Commission says there's going to be no football for at least 2 days. They don't even know if they're going to be able to play the Monday night game here against Chicago. And when we asked them if there were going to be any games here for the rest of the season, they said they just didn't know.
That's Tim Nelson of Minnesota Public Radio inside the Metrodome in Minneapolis, where the roof has collapsed during an epic snowstorm. Tim, thank you so much.
You're welcome.